Editor's note. The writer points out that buildings on this block between the two end units have been reused and renamed over the years, but Hill's Garage was part of the Barry Secondhand Store and Imperial Theater businesses at one time or another. Hill's Garage, 55 Dunlop Street W. I've become one of those people gawking through chain-link fences at demolition sites. Not for the thrill of watching monster machines twist steel and crumble concrete, but to have a final, wistful glimpse of a piece of history before it's reduced to rubble. Sometimes we get a look, briefly, at walls, windows and other architectural features that have been hidden for decades before they disappear for eternity. This week, like many, I've been monitoring the work underway in the old theater block on Dunlop Street West. The buildings are currently being chewed up and carted away, section by section, and in the process, revealing the rear of what was once Hill's Garage. What we now refer to as the theater block was not a busy part of downtown at the turn of the 20th century. At the southeast corner was the built-to-last M.H. Spencer Toronto Tea Store, the famous Roy Lem's restaurant to most of us. Built in 1867 and constructed of brick, the building's parapet walls were erected 3 feet above the roof and the shingles were laid in mortar to create a cement roof, so it was as fireproof as possible. In the middle of the block, about where Harold Hill would open his garage and used car lot, was a paint store and a plumber. Vacant lots were on either side of the building with a music store anchoring the other end of the block at the corner of Mary and Elizabeth, now Dunlop, streets. Harold Hill married Irene Christie of Craighurst at the Knox Presbyterian Church in 1928. The Hills lived over their garage in the early years, eventually moving to Toronto Street. Harold's love of Durant automobiles was apparent. Most of the previously owned vehicles on his lot were Durants, with and without rumble seats, although a few Hudsons and even a Pontiac could turn up for sale. Interestingly, in 1933, Hill advertised that he was willing to accept quantities of wood as part payment on his used cars. Read this column by Mary Harris for all the details about Hill's car business. But for many of us, we will remember this building as part of the Barry Secondhand Store and later, the Imperial Cinemas. But wherever your memories take you, this is your last chance to get a look at the old-timer that was Hill's Garage. This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them.